Hey, man. Hey. I don't think I can do the podcast.
What?
Somebody sat on my laptop just a minute ago, and I got to take it to Apple.
What? Someone sat on your laptop?
Yeah, my buddy just came over and accidentally sat on it.
My gosh. Like,
just do a 20-minute show, Christmas quickie.
Christmas quickie. Welcome to the CultCast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Airpod Elijah. You guys like what I did there? That was totally horrible. Improvisational. I'm joined today by my Christmas elves, one very tiny Leander, Katie. Hey, Leander.
Hey.
And the very tiny...
like the Santa character.
I have another tiny elf, the tiny but very bushy Buster... Tiny. Hey, Buster.
Hey, man.
Hey, sorry about your laptop.
It's okay. Worst things have happened to me, like destroying a camera.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, that's worse. So before we hit record, well, actually, we were recording. Buster's friend, you were online, and I was about to call you, and then you went offline, and I was like, what the heck happened? And your friend, your 400-pound friend, sat on your MacBook Air?
Yeah, he did. He came outside to hang out, and I was riding, and he sat on the chair where my MacBook Air was resting.
How did that unibody hold up?
I mean, it's still in one piece, but the back, like the pentalobe screws are all like stripped out and just...
It's in a V-shape dang. Now?
I mean, it still powers on and stuff, but yeah.
You're going to take it to the Apple store and ask them how much they charge to unbend a MacBook Air?
Yeah.
You should keep it like that. That's what they're going to do with the next iPhone, aren't they? They're going to have a curve.
Oh,
iPhone.
Yeah, you're ahead of the curve. Hey, I do want to mention this episode brought to you by Lynda.com. I love Lynda.com/cultcast. I love Lynda. You know why I love Lynda? It's because I love to learn. And that's Lynda.com, by the way. Lynda.com is your source for learning. If you want to learn how to use Photoshop better, if you want to learn how to use Final Cut Pro better, Aperture, Lightroom, Lynda.com has over 2,000 high-quality video courses taught by industry-leading experts. And you can learn all you want for free right now. Just head over to Lynda.com/cultcast. Sign up for a free trial. 7 days of free learning, all you want. Boom, Christmas present from us to you. And we'll talk a little bit more about Lynda later in the show. But you guys, I thought we could start the show as we have been with an all-new Get to Know Your Cultist, the segment where we ask a question that we answer so our listeners could get to know us better, because we know that they're all dying to know more details about us and our personal lives. And hopefully this will give people an insight into the quality of person that we are. Yeah. The question is actually kind of, I don't mean it to sound bad, but it's the worst Christmas present you've ever received or given. Okay. And, you know, I love Christmas presents no matter, you know, who they're from or what they are, because I love to get gifts and I appreciate all those gifts. But some of them, let's be honest, they're really bad. And I have one in mind, especially, that I got that was pretty terrible. But does anyone want to start? Leander, you kind of chuckled when we told you the question. I have a feeling you have something good in mind.
Yeah, for some reason, it popped into my head, like the worst present I ever gave my poor old dad.
What was it?
Well, he was really hard to buy for, you know.
All dads are hard to buy for.
Yeah, you know, it was actually impossible to get it for him. And if, you know, he loved music, so but he would always buy the music as soon as it came out that he wanted. So, like, come Christmas time, it was hard to find something he didn't already have.
Yeah.
That he liked. And of course, I don't know. So one year I was really desperate, and I noticed that his front doormat had started to fall into pieces. So I went up to the store and got him a doormat. And it said something kind of funny on it, like, you know, stuff off or get lost or, you know, unwelcome. Or it was kind of like a novelty one. But, you know, it seemed like a good idea, you know, because it was practical and he could use it. But the minute he opened it, oh, my God, it was like I suddenly realized that I bought him a doormat.
That you were a terrible son.
Yeah, what a dreadful thing. I was really ashamed about that one.
Buster?
The worst present I've ever bought?
Given or received? How about that?
Or received, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I don't even know. I usually hate any type of clothes anybody buys me for Christmas.
Me too.
It's pretty much like a guarantee if you're going to buy me clothes, I'm going to hate it.
So that
hate you for even.
Did
trying.
You ever get an ugly Christmas sweater or anything?
I've never got an ugly Christmas sweater, just like ugly Christmas polos from my mom.
Oh man, my mom was notorious for getting me bad clothes. Now she just gives me money.
That sounds like
you buy the bad clothes yourself.
Now, Buster, was that your pick then?
Yeah,
polos,
I don't really
Christmas
have any
polos.
Pick. Yeah.
Okay. So mine was, think back, we're in the year 1992, approximately. My aunt would always get me the weirdest gifts. I remember one year she'd got me like a bicycle helmet. And I was like, this is one of the lamest gifts I've ever gotten because I barely even ride a bicycle.
You don't have a bicycle.
I don't have a bicycle. Thank you, Auntie.
I'm thinking a bicycle. I love bicycle helmets. I have a collection.
Could you have gotten me the bike instead? But one particular year, I think I was in junior high, sometime in the 90s, and I remember opening the gift and feigning a big smile when I opened up my gift, and it was a tube of bikini briefs. You know, like bikini briefs. And I was in middle school. And it was like the like just your ultimate banana hammock. And it was like the high cut kind that came up really high in your waist. You know? Do you guys remember the underwear that lady was wearing that Chevy Chase was talking to in Christmas Vacation? She's like showing it to him with the skirt on. That's pretty much what she got me. And as a 13-year-old kid, I was pretty much mortified opening this up in front of my entire family. And everyone's feigning like it's the best present ever, right? They're like, ooh, getting excited. And ever since
they didn't ask you to put them on a model.
I think they did, to which I quickly refused. But you know what? I got to say, surprise twist ending, I loved them. And even to this day, I still wear bikini briefs. She was ahead of her time. She knew that once you get a little bit older, you might need a little bit more support. And those were perfect. So
on a hammock. Don't you mean like a tiny little Cornish Sean hammock?
No. It's pretty much a snake cage, as they call them. Now, what I didn't understand truly was how it was just a G-string in the back. That seemed a little inappropriate for an eighth grader. But the ladies
come in a tube.
They came in a tube, yeah, and they were like vacuum sealed. So you'd pull them out and be like, poof, and like all of a sudden you'd have a banana hammock in your hands. Thank you, Auntie. There was all sorts of presents like that she got me. But
this is who, your mom's sister?
This is my one of my mom's sisters.
She smokes. Was she like, you know, the Marge Simpsons?
Hey, smokes cigarettes. There you go.
Drank whiskey.
No, that would have made it even creepier, don't you think?
Yeah, but
if she like handed me this tube of banana hammocks and she's like has a smoke hanging out of her mouth.
She's like, I can't wait to see these. Right.
Try them on for me. Yeah. Where's my camera? Ashes her cigarette on the ground.
Is she gonna be coming to Christmas?
No, she's not. But you know what? Now she's filthy rich. And I think back then they didn't have a lot of money. But now she's filthy rich, and the presents I get for them are always they're A quality, you know, top notch really? Gifts. Yeah, yeah.
You still
times
get good
have changed.
Presents, even at your age, you still get good presents.
What do you mean? I'm only 23. Yes, I do.
Even at 23, I say, you know, Christmas was a huge disappointment.
Yeah, that well kind of dries up, doesn't it? After probably age like 18 or 19, especially once you get out of college.
High school, I think.
You got to be kidding me. You know why my dog is barking right now? Because the FedEx person is delivering an iPad mini to my door.
How come he comes out just doing when we're recording podcasts? Get him on.
I can hold her to the microphone so you guys could hear how loud she can bark. Anyway, hey, let's cruise through some Apple news this week. We're going to have a short show. It's Christmas Eve, but I did want to talk about some Apple stories today. Buster, would you care to talk about the best? You're working on a piece for Cult of Mac. What is it? Best best gear of the year or best music? Or
basically best media, like the best new books, movies, and albums of 2013.
Now, that sounds interesting. You care to share any of the top ones?
Sure. I mean, I put in a couple rap albums that I actually liked that didn't make it to a lot of top 10 lists for
was
album.
One of them Macklemore's The Heist?
It wasn't.
Thank God for that.
I put J. Cole's album in there and also Pusha T.
Pusha T. Should I be embarrassed that I don't know who that is?
That sounds like kind of rapper that is right up my alley. Is a T Pusha.
Yeah. And then
is he British?
You know, no, he's definitely American.
That would be the perfect British rap name, don't you think, Leander?
Indeed, yeah, T-Pusha? Exactly. But he couldn't get away with it.
Okay, what else you got, Buster?
Like, new movies? I did see Fruitvale Station last night, and that was awesome. So I put that in the top 10 movies of the year.
Okay.
Have you seen that one, Leander?
No, I really want to see it. You know, it's local. It's a Bay Area story, so, you know, yeah. I know the story, and it looked great.
Yeah, it's really good. And then what else did we put? Like Pacific Rim also made it.
You
like
that movie, huh?
I love Pacific Rim. You're joking.
I have to be honest, I haven't seen it, but I'm just surprised to hear because it kind of just seems like a Transformers type movie.
It's like a Transformers type movie, only I feel like it's like Transformers done the right way. You know, like
what? I'm kidding. It was one of the worst movies.
You just lost your job security. You just lost your job security. You hear that reaction?
I know exactly. Oh my God. It was.
Well, wait, who's the director of that? That's Guillermo del Toro, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's amazing.
No, he's not. He's awful.
He's awfully good.
He made some. His Spanish movies are great, but his English movies are rubbish. Except for Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah. Good movie.
But some parts of that were horrible, too.
Well, some parts of every movie are horrible.
Yeah, but it could have been great, and it wasn't.
Okay. Buster, what else you got?
Oh, geez, what else? Oh, the book White Girls by Hilton Owls.
Isn't that a Wayans brother movie?
Nah,
pretty sure it is.
The novelization of the movie.
Yeah. The book's much better than the movie, obviously.
It's from like the New Yorker's cultural critics, just talking about like, you know, art, music, and, you know, stuff like that. Pop
Bookie
culture
stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
It's, you know, a good read as well.
Cool. Hey, before we keep going here, I do want to just say thanks to Lynda.com for sponsoring the show. It's been great having Lynda.com, LYNDA.com, by the way, because I love to learn. And I think this is a great time of year to have them as a sponsor because people have a lot of time off and people are going to be pondering New Year's resolutions and maybe switching jobs. And as a proponent of learning, I always tell people when they're in a job they hate or if they want to figure out how to get into programming or maybe doing production via Photoshop, Lynda.com is one of the greatest places that you can go because they have over 2,000 high-quality video courses taught by truly industry-leading professionals. And I've used their site for years to learn all sorts of applications, and I've learned Photoshop better. I've learned Lightroom 5 really well. And all the tips and tricks that I know that I share with people have come from these Lynda.com courses. And if you're looking to switch jobs, maybe you want to become a photo editor, maybe you want to learn Photoshop better so that you can get a job using Photoshop, Lynda.com is the place to go. Go check it out. LYNDA.com/cultcast. You'll get a 7-day free trial. You can learn as much as you want. And I know a lot of people, since they have a lot of time this time of year, this is the perfect time to go do that and learn things and just figure out kind of like what applications you want to learn more about. And I mean, truly, they have so many courses there. You can learn more about photography. You can learn more about specific DSLR cameras. Maybe you're getting like a Canon 5D Mark III for Christmas and you want to learn how to use it. They have a course just for that.
Right. That's a good idea.
One of my favorite places to learn, and I really love having them as a sponsor. So please go check them out. Let them know that you appreciate them supporting our show as well. I love Lynda. .com/cultcast. LYNDA. .com. And I've been talking with them too. I think we're going to get one of their instructors to come on and give us some tips on maybe like Lightroom 5. That seems to be a popular application that people want to learn more about. But thanks to them for sponsoring. Hey guys, I'm losing my voice, but let's continue here. I thought we could talk about the craziest rumors of 2013, like a roundup we did on Cultimac.
Like the eye ring?
Do you remember Stephen Beercock? How could I forget?
Who was Stephen Beercock?
Stephen Beercock is a listener, and he is, honest to God, a true listener. His name is Stephen Beercock. He's in the UK, I think. And he was writing in about something, and we were talking about the iRing rumor at the time, which was, what was the rumor that you could control your Apple TV with a ring that Apple was going to make? Was that the rumor? Buster, do you remember?
Uh-oh, where's he going?
Oh, we lost Buster. Great, his friend sat on his phone.
Sorry,
probably.
I was on mute. I was talking the whole time, though.
Okay. I'm sure what you said. Okay. No, I thought you accidentally set your phone down and your friend sat on it.
It's just a ring that somebody said that you would be able to control the Apple TV with from, you know, your couch. For some reason, you need a ring, though.
Yeah, which sounds like a cool idea. But I love the picture that we have on Cult of Mac. It's got like an Apple logo on it. It's glowing.
Yeah.
And then Stephen Beercock, I think, said he wanted one. So it became the Stephen Beercock ring. Oh, Stephen Beercock, I hope you're listening today. I hope you're listening, sir. Thank you for one of my favorite moments of 2013. That's on this show. That was analyst Brian White who brought us that prediction about the ITV iRing. And then, of course, we had the 4K Apple iPad Pro rumor, which was a rumor that said we're going to get a 12.9-inch iPad with 4K display. That ended up never materializing, if you will. Let's see here. What about the 4.8-inch iPhone Math?
I don't think that one happened either.
Yeah, what was it called? The iPhone Math? That's, you know, a bizarre one.
Yeah, that's a very strange name, right? I'm trying to see. This was a China Times rumor. They obviously got that name wrong. Yeah, so they predicted that we were going to get a phone called the iPhone Math. It doesn't say why they would call it that. But that's there's no way Apple would ever call something the Math. Ever.
Something got lost in translation.
You're right. That's definitely what happened, huh?
Wasn't there another part of that bizarre rumor, too?
Not that I could see. No. How about this one? Apple to acquire Microsoft? That's how you know it's a slow news week, is when analysts start making predictions like this. Let's see. This was MoneyMap press analyst Keith Fitzgerald predicted that Apple could buy out longtime rival Microsoft within the next 5 to 10 years. That's like this that rumor that we were talking about. What was it last week? Where that,
I think so. Yeah.
That analyst was like, maybe Microsoft and Apple will merge into one company. I don't understand why they would ever do that. Apple doesn't want Microsoft. Like, what would they do with it?
Yeah, nothing. Shut it down. Give the money back to shareholders.
Jeez. Bold claim. The budget iPhone. Now, here's one that seems crazy. Apple's going to release a cheaper, mostly polycarbonate iPhone. And, of course, that's exactly what we got. But it wasn't cheap at all, was it?
No.
Cheaper
is fairly cheap.
Fairly cheap or
considering
fish,
not quite as expensive.
Yeah.
Here's something I thought was interesting for this week. Yeah, I would never expect that we were actually going to get any news, but we did.
Oh yeah, China Mobile.
The China Mobile deal finally came through, and I think this is a big deal because it gives Apple, what was it, 770 potential new customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the crazy part is, just to put it into perspective, I once heard someone say that if you're one in a million in China, like let's say you have a talent that's really like crazy wild and you're one in a million, there's 1,300 people just like you out there. That's how huge China is. And didn't Apple's stock go up like 2 or 3% upon hearing this news?
Yeah, it went about 3 to 4% yesterday after they released that news.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not much, really. I would have thought people would have bumped it a bit more, but it's pretty pricey anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's already like $565, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine 770 million customers. It's going to be weird too, because now they're being like, the phones are being produced in China at these factories, and they're actually going to stay in China. I wonder how much they're going to be able to charge for these things. There's no way they can charge $500-$600 for an iPhone in China, I wouldn't think.
And they're not subsidized either. But there's, you know, supposed to be a growing middle class in China, so we'll see. It's an aspirational brand, isn't it? I mean, it's not, you know,
yeah,
people
definitely
aspire to owning one.
Yeah. And it gives opens Apple up for like more expansion in the future. So, I mean, to next 2014 could be a huge year for them. Also, China Mobile said that they're going to be pushing out their 4G network a lot more in 2014, too. So, I mean, it could be pretty huge for iPhone sales next year, as long as Chinese people can afford them.
Wow, they're only pushing out 4G?
I can't remember the exact details on it, but I think they only had a couple of base stations so far, and they're looking to push out a lot more.
Leander, I know you got to go in just a sec, but just bear with us for just a few more minutes, because I want to talk about App Santa. Have you guys checked this out?
No.
I don't know who does this, but apparently there's a site called appsanta.co, and a bunch of the most popular apps in the App Store just went on sale via App Santa, and I'm not sure what the affiliation is here, but if you go to appsanta.co, you can check out the apps, and there's a bunch of really great apps that are up to 60% off for Christmas.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my previous
Delivery status.
One of my previous Fave and Rave picks is only $2.99. I love that app. You guys totally made fun of me for choosing it, but I love it. Tweetbot right now for iPhone down from $5 to $1.99. Let's see here.
One password. That's
one password's
good.
Down to $10. Yeah, which I think should be its normal price. So this is a good time to get it. PC Calc, which is apparently like a super powered calculator for your iPhone. Clear, the To Do app, is on sale. So if you guys are looking to get some good deals on apps, definitely go check this out, because everything's on sale. A bunch of the greatest apps are on sale right now.
Oh wow, look, yeah, it's clever. They've got they've teamed up with all the publishers. So
yeah, I don't understand who's doing this. And
it's like a bundle, isn't it? I mean, they're doing a. But I wonder what mechanism they're using to get. Okay, so yeah, it's just an affiliate thing.
Yeah, maybe it's just an affiliate thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's really like sure. It's just a fancy name for a bundle. It's just they've done a good job, you know, bundling, doing a bundle of apps.
Yeah, and you know, if you're looking to upgrade some of the apps that you've been holding out on, a lot of the greatest ones are here. So go check that out. Let's wrap up with this, Leander, since I know that you're dying to get out of here. I know you have to go do all your Christmas shopping today.
Yeah.
Which, am I right or am I right?
No, you're totally right.
You're like, I got to go. I'm getting iMessages in the background. What, Leander? What?
No, nothing. Go on.
Okay, so let's wrap up with this. I was really surprised when I read this. So I was reading that the Mac Pro was tested by Macworld, and they got not the lowest level one, but kind of like the mid-tier one, and they paid, I think, $7,000 for this thing. And after all was said and done, they did a bunch of tests, and it was only 8% faster. 8% faster than a decked-out iMac computer. Is that not surprising? 8% faster for an $8,000 computer.
Yeah, same story with your new MacBook Pro, right, that you bought earlier this year.
What about it? That it was only
marginally faster than the lowest-end Mac Mini or an iPad or something. Don't you remember that? You were all horrified?
Yeah.
I see you've pushed that out of your memory.
I did, yeah. My brain deleted that data. As soon as I saw my credit card statement, that data was deleted.
Right.
It is surprising now that these computers are so close performance-wise. And I'm sure there are a lot of other potential benefits to having a Mac Pro. I mean, obviously the expandability is a big one.
Well, there was someone saying that the software hasn't been optimized, right? So it depends on the apps that are running on it.
Uh-huh.
Because they're not optimized to make use of the GPUs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that's what someone was saying.
Maybe they're not as multi-threaded as they need to be or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the technical details. I'm surprised, though, because I thought OS X, you know, had all that kind of... what's it called?
Optimization.
they have a name for it. What was it called? The engine. The something engine.
I'm totally spacing on the name. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That thread stuff out to take advantage of multiple cores.
Right. Especially GPU stuff too.
Yes. But, exactly.
Yeah, maybe we should get someone who knows what they're talking about to talk about this.
What do you mean? We're obviously experts in this technology. We should just keep explaining it to people. Let's see how ridiculous this gets. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's the electric charge and the transistors happening at this level, and then there's the bus Don't forget about the bus, guys.
There's lots of buses.
There's way more bus in this one than there was in the other one. It's just surprising that you could buy a $3,000 computer and then
$7,000
computer and have the $7,000 be only 8% faster.
Yeah, right. I would get tasks. Two iMacs and put them together.
Yeah. Oh, think how cool you'd look when you took those to Starbucks. Okay, hey, let's wrap it up then. How about stick around for the end, Leander, for two more minutes. Hey, I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate. Thanks for listening. We've had a great, great time with you guys throughout the year, and we really appreciate you guys tuning in each week to the CultCast. That's all the CultCast we have for you guys this week. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow Leander at LCaney, Buster's BST3R. I'm at Airfon. And of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how-tos in the world of Apple, make sure you're following Cult of Mac. This has been the CultCast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the CultCast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys, I think, in 2014.
Yeah, next year.
Next year. Woo! Party! Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
Buster, you ready?
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out for a little bit. Yeah, this will be good with all three of us. All
right. Yeah.
It's not a show without Buster. It's not a good show.
I know, I was dreading just you and me.
That's great. I know. I don't want it to be just me and Leander. Things are gonna get weird. Leander gets all sexual when there's no one else around. When it's just him and me, things get weird.